Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome, everybody, to the Season 3 wrap-up episode of The Psychologists Are In. I'm Maggie Lawson.
And I'm her podcast partner in crime, Timothy Ombudson.
And guys, the time has finally come. We are done with Season 3. I cannot believe it. We're not even ready to let go of it yet. So we thought we would give you a bonus episode to talk about some of our favorite moments and episodes from the season because they're just too good to leave out. So please enjoy. Hi.
Hey, Maggie.
Hi, Tim.
I gotta tell you, from the bat, this is gonna be my favorite episode ever. Why, you ask? Because it's last yet. It's just a last yet Maggie and Tim recap episode. So I get to talk with my best friend for 45 minutes about the greatest show in the history of shows, the greatest experience of my life. Hey, did we? I can't remember. Are we going with Jassiter or Last Yet? I can't
Last Yet seems to be the winner. I feel like that got the most. Right, Devin? Didn't they get the most votes? I feel like that's what people are like hashtagging now. All right, so we're going to go with Last Yet.
I came up with the side one of Taggy.
I guess that works. Dumb, but that works better than Mim.
Mim's not as fun.
No. But I like that a lot. I think it's good. Taggy. That's for like Maggie and Tim time. My hair is doing its thing today. It's doing its own thing.
Your hair is, no, it's on point. What are you talking about?
Is it? It feels a
little high as well.
Crazy.
Mine's a little wonky as well.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, Maggie. Can you believe we are already recapping season 3 of The Psychologists Are In?
I can't believe we're going into season 4 of the show and this podcast and like, as to say, time flies when you're having fun.
Now, I'm not super great with math, but having done 8 seasons, that means we were halfway through the entire season, the entire show.
What? After next season, we will be. I know, it makes absolutely, that's crazy. We got to figure out a way to like stretch it out a little bit. We are flying. Maybe we just go back and rewatch them again. we'll start at the very beginning.
So the psychologists are in. Here's a little old swag. From my the psychic is in mug.
Wait, I want to see. I'm going to take a picture.
Watching on the Patreon.
That is so cute. Mm-hmm. I love that. That is old school.
I'm not saying it's not Kentucky Magic Water in that psych mug. I'm not saying it's not.
Did you guys hear that? He's not saying it's not Kentucky Magic Water. So I think we all know. What time is it? Yeah, it's after 2. Come on. It's time for Kentucky Magic Water.
And that's without any Pepto drink in the area, in my view as well. Let's talk about last week's episode real quick with Jamas. And I forgot to highlight what a psychotic episode that was when we had the man himself.
It was a psychotic episode.
Damn, this podcast is good.
This podcast is good. It's so fun. All the dynamics are kind of interesting. Like, Dulé will like drop these wisdom bombs, right? And there's usually like a bookend of that. And then everything in between is just us giggling the whole time.
Pretty much.
It's really funny. Everyone I think on this show has a way of sort of giving credit to everyone else. Like, we're telling James how great he is. And he's like, well, it was all you guys and it was the crew. And it's like, everyone is just so nice. But he goes into his artist process and he talks about that. And I feel like it's been really fun. I love when he comes on because he'll just like go in. He'll just go deep.
I'm still reeling from the 90 degree shutter that he brought up.
Exactly. Right. Like
I learned, it was a little film class episode.
It's like you get to be all the things. Like, we get to talk psych. We get to all love each other. But then he's also like geeking out. We get to geek out on like the film stuff a bit too. It's really, really, really inspiring. So
yeah, the fact that we just got Jimmy Simpson, who's one of my legit favorite actors ever. He's just such an amazing performer. So the fact that we got him to talk about one of the most psychotic episodes, An Evening with Mr. Yang, the beginning of James' beautiful psych trilogy.
Trilogy, yeah, kicking it off.
And one of the pinnacle Last Siete episodes.
Yes. Well, my favorite of the three for Last Siete is the next one, Yin, which is at the end of four, Mr. Yin Presents, because I feel like we just, our relationship goes to a whole new level in that one. But I have already like kind of skimmed through just a little bit. I was going to maybe pick James's brain about it as well when we talked to him the other day, but I didn't want we had James for a very long time, so I didn't want to take too much more of his time. But I also feel like that episode is major emotional strides for all of our characters. It's crazy.
So which one, Yin or Yang?
The first one, Yang. Yeah.
Yang.
Hopefully we can get like Ally Sheedy for the next one too. That would be fun. For Mr. Yin at the end of season four. Okay, so let's do a little recap, Tim.
Let's recap the shit out of this, Maggie.
Let's recap the shit out of this. And then we'll talk about all of our memories, even just from these episodes. I mean, most of that will be with...
Hey, I have a fun bonus. How it started, how it ended for...
What is that? Tim, is there a cricket in your place?
It was my text. I thought I had it on. Didn't disturb.
It's like live TV, guys. Anything can happen.
It's like live TV.
You never know. Let's do a little recap of each episode and we can talk about our favorite things about them podcast-wise, just because we had some amazing guests. So first we had Ghosts, which is episode one. Gus's boss demands that he stop moonlighting at the agency. Sean must find a way to keep his partner.
The beautiful is Todd Stashwick.
Yes. And Chris McDonald, right? They were both... Yeah, they play referee to Henry and his recently returned mother. Oh, right. So this was Sybil coming back as well. That's right. So, and then episode two, murder. Anyone, Bueller. Michael McMurray was our guest.
Oh, you got to do that again.
Oh, yeah. No, you have to do it.
I got to do that one again.
Ready? You start and then I'll finish.
Murder.
Anyone? Bueller.
One of my all-time favorite episodes of our show, directed by the glorious Mike McMurray. Hi, Mike in Toronto.
We love you, Michael McMurray.
Our dear friend who listens to the podcast.
Yeah, he was our DP.
I love that episode with Mike, where we really got to, we really got some insider insights from our amazing DP and his directorial debut of Murder. Anyone? Bueller?
Yeah, he was, he's magical. Michael is magical. He gave a lot of insights, but also just like he helped really, I think, shape our entire show. We loved having him on. He, lighting wise, like he's so good.
Purely through his joy of his spirit.
Should we do a recap of it? Yeah. Sean asks for Juliet's assistant when he sees a body falling past a window at his high school reunion, but later discovers the corpse has vanished. Yeah. This episode I thought was just so special. It was also setting up a really soft side of Sean when we saw his like high school sweetheart and got to relive prom. And I just love this episode. It's Andy, the Breakfast Club. Oh, it's just so good. It's so good.
Yeah, it was so psychotic. Really setting up our Breakfast Club and John Hughes love.
Yeah, that's what I feel like it did.
That we're all, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody in our show was pretty much raised on the John Hughes movies and that sensibility and that sense of humor. And we got to do our own version of it. And this is why this show, Psych Mine, and the podcast is so amazing. It let us live out so many of our fantasies of things we wanted to do with the homage episodes, this being one of the big ones.
Yeah.
I think my favorite thing about season three was really it was really fire on all cylinders, but had the character development. Like there was big stuff between Last Year and O'Hara, Last Yet, really becoming closer and the influence they had on each other, which we talked about in Tuesday the 17th. And it's the beginning of Shules. We got to see that relationship develop, which was just a delight to see this budding romance between these two amazing characters.
Also, all the soft sides. I feel like we got to see a lot of vulnerability. And we get to see how cute Lassie is when he's like into somebody, like when he loves Jane Lynch in There Might Be Blood. Yeah. And then to have that all the way to...
How the man just has no game?
No, but like there's something so innocent and sweet about it. It's like it's just a side we never get to see and you just play that so well. And then...
Here's a little insider insight. I was not acting because I have no game. You can ask my
I
wife.
Don't believe it.
Although today is our 25th anniversary, so I had a
you
little
You had a lot
game.
Of game. Happy anniversary. You have the most game. You're so
Thank
smooth.
You.
Does your probiotic contain clinically studied strains? We'll meet one that does. Ritual's Symbiotic Plus contains two of the world's most studied strains, with over 350 publications of human clinical trials. That's so many, you guys. I love Ritual because I actually, I've been in this probiotic world for a while. And, you know, I've kind of wondered sometimes, like, is it really working? I'm not really sure. I actually feel better as well. So, like, Ritual, you have all of these studies, so you know it works. But to also feel the difference, I think, is a really big deal. So what makes the components so clearly Ritual? They are science-backed and research-stacked, especially when stacked up against the leading direct-to-consumer and top-selling probiotics on the market. More than a probiotic, you guys. 3-in-1 with clinically studied prebiotics, probiotics, and a postbiotic to support a balanced gut microbiome. Single-nested minty capsule. It actually is. It's nice. One daily capsule for simple, streamlined gut support. That's also nice, you guys. It's just one capsule. And it's designed to thrive. Their delayed release capsule is designed to help reach the colon, not the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. No refrigeration needed. Also very nice. Designed with moisture-controlled bottle technology to protect probiotic strains. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide, your insides. There's no more shame in your gut game. That is why Ritual is offering our listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/pineapple to start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today.
I posted a picture on the social medias of this picture of Allison and I when we first met, of her just being stone cold fox gorgeous, me looking like such a monstrous dork. I was like, how on earth did this happen that I married this woman 25 years ago? It's like, thank God I was funny.
Well, you otherwise do kind of look like a dork.
So no, not a lot of game in real life.
You are very funny. All right, episode 3, Daredevils. Sean suspects foul play after a daredevil known as Dutch the Clutch is almost killed when performing a stunt. This one was super fun, too. This was just a Maggie and Tim episode, I think, for the pod. But I thought this had a lot of, like, the craziest stunts, I thought, in this one.
Those are my favorite episodes, by the way, just the Maggie and Tim episodes.
Me too, actually. And then we get to episode 4, The Greatest Adventure in the History of Basic Cable. So when Sean's notoriously unreliable uncle claims to have a map to hidden Spanish treasure, Sean, Gus, and Henry find themselves in a life and death chase for gold with a shady group of raiders. This was one of my favorite
episodes.
Played by
the gorgeous Steven Weber, I gotta say.
By who we just saw in Salt Lake City, who's such a doll. We had our guest, Jay Chandrasekhar, who was a delight. Honestly, one of the highlights, I feel like, of the entire podcast. I loved him as a guest. He was just full of so much. I love that he would, like, throw James under the bus. He's like, James did not want to say this line about Red Robin. Like, he was really gossiping with us. I loved him so much.
It was the milkshake line about these Red Robin milkshakes are so good.
He came with so many stories, so much fun, and we love Jay.
I was so excited we actually got Jay to come be on the pod. Like, I thought that was a stretch of a get, but that was a big get.
And he was so kind and like, game. Like, he just was so, such a doll to talk to. We loved working with him and hope to again and maybe have him on again because he directed some other episodes too. Okay, that leads us to episode 5, which was Disco Didn't Die. It was
murdered. Thanks for that setup.
You're welcome. When the biggest bust of Henry's career is released from jail on a technicality, Sean and Gus must revisit the 1970s to investigate the case and put the culprit behind bars for good.
Truly a highlight episode for Mr. Dulé Hill.
And also some of the best wardrobe, Mr. Wardrobe Man over there. Some of the best wardrobe we've had because they were in the vintage. They were in the popped collars and bell bottoms. Oh, so good. They were so smooth.
You got to watch the episode just to watch Dulé's walk. When he walks into Ted Knight's bar, which I can't remember the name of what the disco bar was.
Okay, so then we have episode 7. Talk Derby to Me. Oh, no, sorry. Episode 6, I skipped. There Might Be Blood, where we had Kirsten, always one of our absolute favorite people to have on the podcast because she is another one who is just like, she's always game to like get into it with
just
us.
Just a human delight as a human being.
And a human delight on every level. We love, Kirsten, we love you so much. It's crazy how much we love you.
And that was really, that was one of the, that was the first big Kirsten episode. Boy, season three was really pretty kick-ass, everybody, I gotta say. I mean, everybody sort of got highlighted in this season.
You're right. I'm realizing that even more so now as I go through the recap of, like, this was like a big kid that Kirsten, like, she had a huge, huge episode. Her sister showed up, played by Jane Lynch, and another just amazing guest star that we have a lot of connections to. And then that goes into episode 7, Talk Derby to Me, where I got to have a really fun undercover.
A huge, huge, huge Juliet O'Hara episode. You are so good in that episode, Maggie. You and James made me tear up at the end of that episode. The solo skate with a flock of seagulls. It got me punched me right hard in the feels, yo.
Hard in the feels. Love it. No, that was one of my favorites, too. I absolutely love the ending.
I do have to go back to Derby for a second and highlight Margaret Cassidy Lawson. To go from Juliet O'Hara and bounce back and forth between her and Maniac so seamlessly. Just proof of what an amazing actress you are and comedic actress.
Thanks, Tim. It was so fun. I had such a good time. And I have to say, also, one of my absolute favorite podcast episodes, because Tim Meltrigger came on with, like, all the notes, even from, like, all the reject names that they had for the players. Huh. And he was such a joy to have as a guest. And also, I'm so grateful for this episode they created for me, too. It was really, really, it was really fun. And as you said, all of us sort of getting a chance to shine, which leads us to, this was a very fun episode. Episode 8, I think we did this one just Maggie and Tim. Gus walks into a bank. When Gus is held hostage in a bank, Sean must find a way inside and become the gunman's chief negotiator. This was so fun to rewatch. Gary Cole and Alan Ruck. Alan Ruck, who has, you know, he's on Succession. He's like on the biggest show in the world. And also had a Bueller tie.
But he was still like, yeah, I'll come do your little podcast.
Yeah.
And he's one of the psych all-stars, because we brought him back for Cloudy Chance of Improvement, right?
Yeah. And he was amazing. Like, we love him. We'll have to get him for that episode. Maybe he and Andy for that episode. He, Andy, and Mike Weston. What? That would be a dream.
It'd be a trifecta of awesome guests.
Trifecta. Okay, episode 9, Christmas Joy. After helping a girl get a mall Santa out of jail in time for Christmas, Sean and Gus realize their clients are con men with a big score planned. Gus's sister, Fawn Chambers, who's so good, who has a past with Sean, helps them investigate. This episode was so fun. Felicia Rashad as well. This was...
And I believe that was the first time we were introduced to Gus being a sympathetic crier. Am I correct in that?
I think so. Yes, I believe that was the psych first. I just remember how well that was Landis, right? It was directed, and the rewatching that, that moment when, like, Gus comes out of his room and Sean comes out of his room and the sister Joy comes out of her room and, like, everybody's like switch. It was very like noises off.
That was definitely Landis, because of the classic comedy moments like that.
Yes. And look at that. I mean, you go back to back to back there. There's like a ton of, like, you know, that's like a Kirsten to Derby. Gus walks into a bank. Now we met Gus's family. Episode 10, 6 Feet Under the Sea. We had Steve Franks and Chris Henze for this. You guys already know I've talked about it a lot on here. But I want to talk about ButcherBox, because I do think it is hard to find, like, good quality meat in humanely raised conditions, like antibiotic-free, all that stuff, that's actually really, really, really good. Turkey as well. The benefits of ButcherBox include peace of mind. See, ButcherBox takes the guesswork out of finding high-quality meat and seafood you can trust. 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork-raised, crate-free, and wild-caught seafood. Humanely raised, no antibiotics or added hormones. See, you don't even have to think about it. And they offer the ultimate convenience. Get just what you want delivered right to your doorstep. Free shipping for the continental U.S. and no surprise fees. Choose from a variety of box plan options, from curated to customized, and change your plan whenever you want. Lastly, ButcherBox is known for their incredible value. Enjoy a range of high-quality cuts that are hard to come by at the grocery store at an amazing value. That's also true. Exclusive member deals so you can save big on your favorite cuts, recipe inspiration, guides, tips, and hacks. Some are even personalized, so you can cook up mouth-watering meals. I just did this. I cooked my grandfather's chili using some of the meat from Butcher Box. It was so, so, so good. He has his own chili mix that I made from scratch, and I used some of the meat and put all the fixins on it, and I may even post a picture. I was so proud of it. Anyway, so the main course for Thanksgiving dinner can sometimes be a main source of stress, but not anymore. Listen to this. Butcher Box is offering our listeners free turkey with their first order. Did you guys hear that? Free turkey. So sign up today at butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to get one 10 to 14 pound turkey free in your first box. That's butcherbox.com/pineapple and use code pineapple to claim this deal. If you know me, you know I've been obsessed with Thrive Cosmetics for a while now. Not a day goes by without me quickly throwing on some liquid lash mascara, the brownish black shade to be specific. I love this stuff. Sure, I love Thrive Cosmetics makeup. You know this. But what I love most about Thrive Cosmetics is that every purchase from there supports organizations that help women thrive. Thrive Cosmetics' message is incredible and inspiring. For every mascara, eye brightener, lip gloss, etc. purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and fighting cancer. Their Bigger Than Beauty is wonderful, and it helps so many women around the world. I'm really touched by what these people do, you guys. Plus, the makeup is absolutely stunning. These are high-performance beauty and skincare products made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. That means no parabens, sulfates, phthalates, certified 100% vegan, and cruelty-free, which you also know is very close to my heart. My favorite is the ultra-lengthening mascara that mimics the look of lash extensions without damaging glue or expensive salon prices. It's true. It's so beautiful. I have the eye brightener as well. Helps me look, you know, rested, even when I'm not super rested. I like to put a dot in the corner of my eyes for a little extra sparkle. And while I'm at it, their leave-on lip serum is amazing and nourishes. It restores dull, dehydrated lips. And with winter coming, I mean, my lips are already starting to get dry. Like, with winter coming, you guys, you're gonna need this. Pair that with your hydrating lip tint. You're good to go. Good to go. They've got you covered on all fronts. Now is a great time to try Thrive Cosmetics for yourself. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order when you visit thrivecosmetics.com/pineapple. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/pineapple for 15% off your first order.
Say, but you want to talk about epic guests.
Epic.
Henzi and Franks together for 6 feet under the sea. Oh, crud. Was that a good one?
We're going to get them again. We have to get them on here together again because having them both is so fun. Well, they're such old friends anyway, but like having all of their notes, oh, it was so good.
I already know which episode I want to have them both back for.
Oh.
Which I will tell you off mic.
Yes. And then we're going to start badgering them now. That was very fun. I thought it was very sweet. Brooke Dorsey, who was the woman who works at, it wasn't SeaWorld or whatever, but she was taking such good care of the sea lion. And
the Santa Barbara Aquarium.
The aquarium. Thank you. Not SeaWorld. Yes, the aquarium. And it was the first time where our victim was an animal. It was very funny. I thought that episode was so inspired. And I love them for doing it.
That was Ted McGinley, right? The amazing Ted McGinley?
Yes. Oh, he was so good. Yes, that's of course who that was. He was the perfect.
So game, so good.
Yeah, so, so good. Okay, episode 11, Lassie did a bad, bad thing. Sean and Gus must prove Lassiter's innocence when he is on the hook for the murder in the police department.
Or did he?
Oh, Tim. You were so good in this. You were so good from like everything. The whole switch when you are, you know, let go for this short time and that other guy comes on and he's my partner, but like your hair changes, your posture changes. You're just a good actor. You're the real deal,
this
Tim.
This is my favorite part of the podcast when you give me compliments.
That's all we do. That's what, but I love it. That's the whole reason
That's
we started
this
podcast,
so
Tim. It's just so we could sit here and compliment each other all day. Come on. Come on. Anyway.
Why do you think I agreed to do this podcast?
But you're so good in this episode, Tim. So good.
I had such amazing support and love.
That was the beginning of like us getting like to actually take a bite into our characters a little bit. This season, you're right. As we're going through it like this, it's like That was your that episode was so huge for you. But wait, we're going to get to the one that I think actually hit me the strongest with you. Episode 12, Earth, Wind, and Wait for It. Sean and Gus investigate an arsonist, where Tim and I talked all about the very scary stunt.
Oh, I have a side note while you're here. I just got a lovely email from
Elena. Oh, I saw.
Elena.
Someone just posted it. I saw. Not your email, but just that she posted.
No, I posted. She posted on the Instagram and tagged us. But so I sent that to you. And then, no, she sent me an email. I'm going to read it. Hey, Tim, I got to listen to the podcast this weekend. Wow. You guys are so very kind. I'm humbled and grateful for all of your incredibly nice words. As I said, it was truly one of the most treasured experiences, mostly because of your warmth and welcoming spirits. I'm so proud to have been a little part of this show. Pass along my gratitude to Maggie as well. So I just literally did that. And she goes, hey, and side note, I totally remember that explosion going awry. Holy moly. All the plexiglass going up, you guys ducked behind the cars. So glad everyone was okay.
What a doll.
And then she just says, what an amazing actor I am. Okay, she doesn't say that, but.
No.
Handsome and amazing actor.
Of course. And she is such a doll.
And such a badass director now.
Such a badass director. It's like we knew her when. We knew her when. Episode 13, any given Friday night at 10 p.m., 9 p.m. Central. Steve, Sean and Gus sign up for training camp when a professional football kicker's foot is discovered. Well, Tim, you can't actually talk about this one as much because my co-host was Steve Franks.
But which, of course, I can't talk about it because I listened to it and was amazed and almost enraged at how good he was and going to take my job. Thing is, I'm never going out of town again because I can never miss another episode because if he does it again, you're never going to want to do the podcast with me again. And that made me really sad. No, I listened to the episode.
Stop
I was
it.
So, I just smiled the whole time, even though I wasn't involved with it because
well,
you guys were so great.
You were missed. You had major shoes to fill. He came with like, because he's such a love, he has listened to all of them and he was like, wait, so Tim does the wardrobe, Tim does the colors. Like he did his best to like take on your role and make sure he covered all Tim's topics for the podcast. It was the cutest
best thing.
Best thing
ever was his Merkakok.
Merkakok. Yeah, it's Merkakok. We can.
And I really appreciated the fact that you started out saying, so you're not going to podcast the shit out of it. You're going to podcast it just enough.
Just enough. Just the
Which
right
I gotta
amount.
Which I got to say, I think you did podcast the shit out of it.
Just the right amount. Well, look,
But I appreciated the deference to me.
We wanted to be careful because it was never going to be as good without you. So, Steve, we were like, let's be realistic about this. Let's be very realistic about this. But Steve, oh my God.
Okay, Maggie, I got to say, you always protected me on set in scenes. You protected me as my acting partner and you protected me as my podcast partner
there. That's right, partner. That's what partners do. However, I still want luck of the Irish model and I still want to know break into laws. So Steve will have to come back for those.
I cannot wait to see my part in
DeLaws.
Breaking DeLaws.
Yes. Okay. Episode 14, True or Lies. Dulé Hill we had. Sean and Gus receive word from a client about a planned assassination attempt, but struggle to convince anyone because our source is a pathological liar. Also, huge shout out to Johnny Silverman, who was just the greatest ever. Everybody has their own way. Like, I love how Dulé drops wisdom, but then he's also like, he's so funny. Dulé Hill is so funny. And everything he says, I have this running joke with him that everything he says sounds dirty, or he'll make it sound dirty in some way. It could be.
I was going to say funny and shockingly filthy.
It could be the small. It's like, Dulé, what are you eating? What am I eating, Maggie? And I'll be like, I just asked what you're eating.
Shockingly filthy.
How long did it take us to? They were acting with no balls. It didn't take us any time at all.
Again, I got to call out, you are the one who first coined the boys had no balls.
That's correct.
So we can say that Dulé is the filthy one all the time, but actually it was Ms. Angelic Lawson.
Well, I'll just say Dulé, I mean, he knows some balls because he knows how to throw a softball and I will knock it out of the park for him.
See what you did there? So good.
It's true, though. God, I love it. I love it so much. I can't wait for the conversation to turn when I'm talking to Dulé. I cannot wait. It's the most fun. It's Tuesday the 17th, episode 15. James Roday, a childhood friend, hires Sean and Gus to find a missing camp counselor. The detectives must discover whether an abandoned camp's dark past has arisen again. I mean, what do we say? What do we even say about a Rodé guest?
Holy Scooby Snacks. That was a great episode of the podcast.
Just the greatest. I
mean, James, like, that episode truly represents everything that's great about this podcast. Bringing our dear friends back together, getting to see you, getting to see him, getting us all to see each other and talk about the greatest show ever made.
Ever.
And him bringing all those insider insights. And I mean, that is why I love this podcast so much. Because I got to spend an hour with two of my favorite people talking about my favorite show ever.
That's it. That's why we're here.
One of my favorite episodes of my favorite show ever.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Tuesday the 17th. Oh, my gosh. Talk about psychonic. But I think that's the whole point. I feel like now that we're finishing season three and going into season four, the episodes are starting to get so memorable and rich, because I think we also got to really sink in by this time, because the threat of the show being canceled had kind of left our heads a little bit. Like, we knew we were going to be around for a little bit. So there was also this, like, settling in and knowing we're spending 6 months in Vancouver every year together for a little while anyway. And, like, I think that is starting to be reflected as well in the episodes. And so,
yeah, just being able to push the boundaries of our show and our characters.
Yeah. And I think also in our real lives, like, we were, and the writing was reflecting that, and our characters were reflecting that, and what they were writing for all of our relationships. Because we as a cast and, like, a group, like, we were bonded now, and we were in something that was so special. Like, this is when it all clicked. This is when it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this might be one season. Let's just, like, have a ball and party our butts off and have a great time. Then it was like, oh, great. Okay, so we got a season two. We're going to explore this more. By season three, we were like, oh, shit, we're doing something. Like, we're in it. Like, we're doing something really good. And we also, like, are the luckiest people in the world to be doing it with each other.
Yeah, and then our friendship in particular was getting so solid.
Yeah. We were having all our flights back and forth between LA
and deep. And that's really
Vancouver. We were having days off where you and I would just, like, go see a movie and pal around town and shop. And I could tell you all my problems and you would help me solve them. Wait, that part hasn't changed.
I tried. No, the only thing that's changed is we're not walking to see, we're not doing it while walking.
Well, we're not going shopping all the time, but that's mostly just because of a pandemic, not because we wouldn't. We'd still shop till we dropped.
If we were in Vancouver, we would still be walking the seawall just very slowly.
Or I'll wheel you around. Well, you can still fly through those stores. Look out. All right, Tim.
Absolutely.
I love you so much. Thank you, everybody, for listening to season three of this podcast and going through it and being with us on this journey and being our extended family, joining our Patreon.
So, Margaret Cassidy Lawson, before we finish this one up, I got to say, it is the highlight of my week getting to talk to you and see your face, even though it's only on a Zoom call, but still to get to see you and talk to you and talk about our favorite show and this amazing experience in our life is just the highlight of my week.
We're the greatest.
You're the greatest. No, we're the greatest.
Or last yet. Whatever.
Taggy.
I love you all so much. And psychos, we love you so much. Thank you for being on this ride with us. Thank you for listening to this podcast with us. We just want to keep it going forever and ever. So love you guys.
Bye.
Bye. As always, thank you again for listening to The Psychologists Are In. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram at The Psychologists Are In and our Twitter at Psychologist Pod, and check out our Patreon for full videos of the episodes and more at patreon.com/psychologistarein. We will see you next week, where we talk about season 4, episode 1, Extradition, British Columbia, with our favorite 6'8" guy, Steve Franks.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.